Thank you, Chair. I will be brief, I promise. The way forwards on universalization document was drafted out of the interest of Chile and Philippines coordinators for universalization to address the question as to why the joining rate was faster in the first 5 years. It was expected to hold, but it didn't. The document that you have in front of you analyzes the reasons from numbers 1 to 3. And in number 4, as the President rightly stated, we have made specific recommendations. The specific recommendations would be sustain and support the work of an informal working group on universalization. We have already started to work to form this group, and it's of open composition. Each and every member state can join. We are supported also by relevant stakeholders and partners. 4.2 identifies states that are most likely to take steps forward towards formal adherence to the convention, the low-hanging fruits. Intensify efforts to convince them to actively undertake these steps and constructively assisting them to do so. These low-hanging fruits could include, among others, the following: signatories to the convention that have yet to complete their domestic ratification processes, state parties to the anti-personnel man-bind convention that are not yet parties to the convention on cluster munitions, and states not parties to the convention but have issued unilateral declarations to support the convention's norms or have submitted voluntary transparency reports. The other action would be identify regional organizations with ongoing processes that can incorporate the promotion of the convention or its norms in their work plans or facilitate regional discussions that could foster the promotion of adherence to the convention or its norms. 4.4, identify and cultivate CCM champions across national bureaucracies, including legislators, military officials, civil servants, that are in a position to promote adherence to the convention and its norms within the domestic structures of their respective countries. 4.5, explore the possibility of identifying prominent personalities, which could be designated as special envoys or representatives that could help promote adherence to the convention and its norms at an international level. 4.6, continue facilitating specialized workshops, including those that facilitate military-to-military dialogue, with a view to fostering discussions towards the convention's universalization within specific partners. And also engage states not parties through formal channels such as demarches and diplomatic correspondences. 4.7, continue to promote the country coalition mechanism. And for us, I would like to stress, Chair, that the country coalition is not a concept because it has been implemented. It is already a mechanism. And 4.8, identify and strengthen partnerships with relevant or like-minded organizations and institutions that could support universalization efforts. This working paper is the product of extensive consultations with state parties, with relevant stakeholders and partners, and it is also the result of regional seminars organized by both coordinators. Last but not least, I would like to stress that it's work in progress. So the inputs, comments that any delegation might want to make, we are open to receiving it and to perfect this document. And of course, Chair, support your universalization efforts. Thank you very much.